He never left her side, Lacan Riley's grieving mother says her daughter knew Jesus personally. By Amy Furr on March 5, 2024. The grieving mother of Augusta University student Lacan Riley, who was allegedly killed by an illegal alien, recently shared a touching message about her 22-year-old daughter's faith. Allison Phillips shared in social media posts that she was thankful God was guiding her family through the ordeal and loss, FaithWire reported Monday. Phillips also said, "I encourage everyone to have a personal relationship with Jesus. I give him all the glory for getting us through this, then ask for continued prayers." The grieving mother then stated, "I know my sweet Lacan knew Jesus personally and she will live eternally in his home. He never left her side until the very last second she was here on earth and he will take care of her now and forever in heaven." Riley was allegedly killed by an illegal alien released into the United States and is the latest American woman to become a victim of the federal government's failure at enforcing immigration law, Breitbart News reported February 25. The outlet detailed the case. On February 22, Riley went for a morning jog along the University of Georgia's campus in Athens, where she had transferred from in 2023. When she did not return, her roommate called the police who started a search for Riley. Only hours after Riley left for her morning run, her body was found in a wooded area near Lake Herrick. Police said Riley's body showed visible injuries. The following day, police arrested 26-year-old Jose Antonio Ibarra, an illegal alien from Venezuela. Ibarra first crossed the U.S.-Mexico border in September 2022. As part of President Joe Biden's expansive catch-and-release network, where millions have been released, Ibarra was freed into the U.S. Interior with Department of Homeland Security, DHS, officials citing a lack of detention space to keep him locked up. In the wake of the tragic loss, Representative Mike Collins, RGA, is introducing the Lacan Riley Act, Breitbart News reported Friday. The legislation would require the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, to take into custody illegal aliens arrested, charged, or convicted for burglary, theft, larceny, or shoplifting, the article said. In a social media post on February 26, the House Judiciary GOP commented on the young woman's death and issued a warning to Americans. Police say the killing of Lacan Riley was a crime of opportunity. The suspect, Jose Antonio Ibarra, illegally crossed the border into El Paso in September of last year, the post read. "You're not safe in Joe Biden's America," it concluded.